everyone. It's Nancy,
Mike Hang,
and Brianna.
Also, along with our two special guests,
Momo and Miley.
Woohoo! So y'all actually met Momo back in our ET's deep dive episode, but y'all haven't met Miley. Quick intro, Miley is also our sister. But yeah, y'all excited to be on your sister's podcast?
Woohoo!
Yeah. I'm gonna be famous! I'm back,
y'all guys. Sound so fake. Do you guys listen to our podcast?
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, yikes.
So what was our last...
I haven't caught up yet. I have not caught up.
Was it about Nancy and Korea?
Technically, you cannot ask that because it's not out yet.
Well, what the latest
one.
Drop?
Well, I guess not with this one. What was the latest episode you guys listened to?
The long one?
Dude, that was like 4 seasons ago.
Season 2.
I think the last one I listened to, I think you guys did a deep dive.
On BTS?
No, I forgot what, but it was like last year, so.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, it's just kind of weird hearing your siblings, you know?
But I'll listen to this one since I'm on this one.
But yeah, nobody forced y'all. It was literally like a last minute. Because I know one specific sister is super passionate about this.
For real. I told Momo, dude, we should make like TikToks or YouTube about this.
Yeah, you're super into it.
Today's vlog episode, we'll be talking about a very interesting survival show group. It's not like your typical one that takes place in Korea. It actually started in the US and then finished off in Korea like literally yesterday. If you still don't know what I'm talking about, it was a JYP survival show. But yeah, so sit back, relax, and let's go! If you still don't know what we're talking about, we'll be talking about JYP's American K-pop survival show called A2K, which stands for America to Korea. It was actually a joint show between JYP and Republic Records with the intentions of creating the first American K-pop group. So it actually looks like auditions started last year around this time, and the show was announced in June, and it kicked off in July with the first episode. Contestant had to go through a bunch of solo and group evaluations that was very similar to JYP's survival show called the Nizu Project,
which was in Japan, the version in Japan.
So they actually started out with regional auditions, and then after that, if you get selected, you go to boot camp in LA that JYP had. After going through individual and group evaluations, from there JYP will select contestants to go to Korea for further training, and then final selection for his new group called Bicha. This group officially debuted on September 22nd, 2023. Yeah, what were your guys' thoughts about the show?
Actually, they didn't make their debut yet because that was pre-debut. So just letting you know, it's not their official debut yet, but it's a pre-debut single.
Who would like to start? Should we save Miley last?
Yeah, I can go last.
That might be better.
But I think that the setup of the show was very interesting. The audition part, I think when my King and I were talking, it was very much giving American Idol vibes.
Yeah.
Where you win a golden ticket. I don't know. I could tell there wasn't a big budget.
Okay, I was thinking that too.
Like, I'm sure there was a budget, but it felt like kind of clunky. For me, it was exciting because I'm like, how is this going to work? Because like Western pop groups, they don't survive for very long. So I think just the premise of the show is very interesting. Now it's going to be a Korean-based entertainment who has expertise in creating girl groups. It's going to be interesting to see how he produces this group and if it'll do well in America, when I think they're going to be singing primarily and marketing primarily towards a Western audience. So I honestly started watching it just for kicks. Because I didn't think I would get so invested in the show, but there was one contestant that I think most of us girls were super into or liked for a specific reason, but I will let someone else talk about that because I'm talking too long.
I agree with Brianna. Like, we talked about how it was kind of like American Idol. I thought that was an interesting aspect considering, like, this is going through JYP, you know? That's an interesting take compared to, like, other Korean survival shows.
Mm-hmm.
It was very westernized. So I did kind of like it, but at the same time, what I did not like about it was that you only get to see the contestants that he chooses. Like, in the beginning, you kind of see, like, interviews with other people, but that's, like, so quick and short that you don't get, like, the whole entire perspective. it fell kind of short on that part because then you don't like get to see the other talents that got to audition for the show. I get that like you kind of get screened like from multiple areas, like going through like these other judges first before going into like performing and auditioning in front of JYP. And then you only get to see the ones that actually get to be on the show. It's like giving us no way to kind of like critique them, like who they chose to be on the show, which I don't like, because then it's like there's, I'm pretty sure there's many other talents that could have been on the show, but you can only talk about the ones that actually got to be on the show.
Yeah, I wish it was more like American Idol, though, because, you know, sometimes you look forward to those mediocre performances and then the really bad performances entertainment.
Maybe not mediocre, because that's really mean.
I just kind of wish, like, if it was our survival show, he should have had, like, a lot more contestants. Like,
yeah.
A lot more contestants.
It seemed like there was no one that applied to it. That's how it felt.
Like, rather than, like, how many he chose, it's like, I want to see more people on the show and seeing how, like, talented this group is, because like I feel like the group that we saw, I was just kind of like, some of them were like kind of better than the other ones, and I wanted to see more like a variety.
And I felt a lot of the contestants, they almost kind of do like the same genre,
same thing,
but you know, I get it, it's a same thing, and I get it, like they only had a certain amount of songs they could sing,
oh my gosh,
if they're
the
gonna sing, or a certain amount of dances that they could dance, because I think
that, like
and so oh my goodness, I got so tired. My husband was like, I'm so tired of that song.
Yeah.
But I'm like, everyone decided to dance to that one for their audition, you know? And sometimes, like, is it because it's the trending song right now? Or is it because it's an easy song?
No, it's not. I'm pretty sure it's song copyright that had issues.
Yes, I'm sure it's copyright. That too. But it's kind of like, then you're kind of limiting the people, you know? But.
And you would think that they have more songs that could be used because, hello, it's JYP and...
But then they're like Republic. English. They're English songs. English J... Why wouldn't you pick your own songs to promote your own artists? Like, if you look at it from that perspective, yes, it limits what contestants can do. But it's like, this is also a marketing opportunity for him, too.
It was kind of cool because it reminded me of the Dream High concept with the medallion, the stone, the necklace they wore. And it was kind of cool.
That's corny. Wait, hold on. They didn't do that in Dream
High. I mean, they Dream don't. High, they don't earn stones in Dream High. But it was,
just necklace.
Like the idea of the necklace, you know? Like, it was just kind of funny because, you know, JYP was also in Dream High. And it was about a necklace.
That's because that was his.
Yes.
He wrote it in Chicago.
He wrote it.
He said that in the interview for the Chicago regional auditions. But yeah, it was kind of fun to see that, and to see like that they had to earn certain like characteristics or talents to earn those stones, and that they didn't only just have that one chance at that one evaluation to earn the stone. Like they could earn like all the stones at the last evaluation, you know.
Yeah, so multiple chances.
That kind of kept the audience on edge, you know, because you're kind of like, oh my gosh, she didn't get a stone for singing today, but JYP always reminds them, but you can get all the stones at the final mission too. So that was kind of cool.
I don't know, but like, I feel like if you compare this to the Korean shows that he does, they're so nice.
Yeah,
seriously.
They're too nice.
I was watching it, I'm like,
never said anything mean.
Yeah.
he would say like, oh, you did this, but this you did so well. Like, I saw you improve. It's like,
but it was funny because sometimes, like, when you see the trainers with the girls when they're practicing,
they were nice.
They're nice, but there are some trainers or some people. For example, one contestant was singing and she was like way bad, and this trainer gave her the face like, am I hearing that right? Like, it's like, oh, this girl was chosen. It kind of felt like that, you know.
It was interesting to see the variety of comments, feedback from the everyday people that worked with the contestants, and then there's the JYP, and then the audience, because I think oftentimes the audience's reaction wasn't the same as JYP's reaction to certain evaluations.
And I wonder, like, if audience voted for, you know, the final lineup, the lineup look different, you know?
The lineup would be different. So different. Well, actually, not too different, because there's only so many contestants to pick from.
Yeah, that's true. But I think the final lineup would not be the final lineup.
Yeah.
I won't say who, because that's not what we do here. I don't know. What did you girls... Did you girls have, like, any favorite contestants?
Yes.
Anyone that you guys...
We'll let the guests... We'll let the guests go first.
I'll go first, because I'm the guest of honor. So, you know, I listened to K-pop since I was, like, 12. And the funny thing is, I listened to the groups that were not even, like, around anymore. So I listened to H.O.T. when they were, like, disbanded. Ooh. But I was still really into H.O.T. and, like, Shinhwa and all those groups. But they were disbanded. So here I am listening to, like, I guess you could say vintage audio tapes of them, you know?
CDs.
So I was, you know, CDs or VCDs on the PC. Very, very outdating myself here. So Lexis Vang obviously was my favorite contestant.
Why?
Because as a Hmong girl, it's like, that's, dude, she's living your dream for you. And that's so cool. And I'm
that's
like,
that's me.
And it's like,
could have been me.
Yo, bitch, you qualify.
I'm already like, you know, 30. So it's like, that dream is, you know, long gone. I cannot go back. Yeah, it was just cool to see that representation in there. And so I was very biased throughout the season, but I agree with the evaluations of her performances. Most of them I would agree with.
I don't agree with any of that.
No, for
she was
for
perfect.
Alexis's,
she was amazing.
You know? She was perfect. She was amazing.
But okay, but I do like that they judge the girls not just solely on how they performed in front of the camera, but behind the scenes, yeah, like their character. Yeah, I think that was cool that their peers could grade them on their character and the trainers and staff could. And so, you know, our girl Alexis got like number one for character.
First place for all of it.
I remember when the first episode dropped and like people were like, oh my gosh, there's a Hmong girl, and like legit my whole entire Facebook feed, because like, you know, 99% are Hmong people. It was, she was just on your feed like, oh, there's a Hmong girl. So besides Lexis, because I know we're all biased towards her, like, was there any contestant that stood out? Like, I know for me, I really like KG. I thought she did really well.
Kind of like Miley, I was really into Lexis because we were a little bit biased there. But then, like, after, like, watching a couple episodes, like, Camila really, like, drew me into her. Because, like, I thought she was a really good all-rounder. She was a really good performer in singing. And she was stable when she was dancing. She's not, like, the best at dancing, but she could at least, like, pull it off.
I actually really liked Savannah. I think she was kind of like a dark horse in all of this. She has actually a really nice voice, and it's lower than the other girls, which I can appreciate. But besides Lexis, Savannah was definitely one of my favorites throughout the show.
So besides, you guys basically talked about like my favorites already. I would agree with Savannah, because I feel like Savannah just kind of came out of nowhere. Like, when, like, she was good at dancing, obviously, but then, like, when she was singing and JYP wanted her to, like, help her out in singing, I'm like, dang, this girl can actually sing if she actually, like, works on it.
She didn't unlock that talent yet.
Yeah, she could, yeah. And, like, I just liked her voice, too, because it was deeper. Everyone else is a little bit higher. She can, like, reach, like, the falsetto notes. I think she might be, like, the center.
Yeah, honestly, with Savannah at auditions, I was kind of like, she like, but then she grows she,
like,
on you.
I like her.
Maybe she'll be, like, San.
Maybe. I feel like JYP didn't really see stuff in her. But then I'm like, girl, she's gonna, like, bloom or something.
Y'all, I think one thing that we can all agree on, or like we didn't like, is the judging, you know? Like, I'm gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
I just didn't think some of it was fair. And like, I think a lot of the audience, we were like scratching our heads, but that's one thing that was really challenging for me. And I'm just like, I'm not gonna watch this anymore.
Why are you coming down so hard on my girl?
I know. I was like, dude, you like, you were like so hard on her, but like, how the heck did she get first place? So it's like, I guess he was just trying to be a little harsh to like help her. But yeah, I was a little upset that he was really mean to her. But I'm like, yo, this girl got first place.
I was telling Brianna, like, hey, at least she's getting like good critiques and feedback that she can work on, unlike someone else who is only getting positive feedback and not being able to work on them. Going back and looking at the first episode, yes, he did give, or not the first episode, but whatever episode that person was in, like, he did give a really harsh like critique or feedback. And then that's the only time you saw it. And then towards the end, he was like, this is the weakness I've been talking about. I was like, huh, like,
we knew that.
At the same time, it could have been edited up. Yeah, like, they were trying to sell girls so hard. I'm like, this ain't working. This is not working.
I think a lot of times JYP, if I can be so brave to say, was hypocritical in some of his critiquing, because like there was one where like at the regionals he was like telling the girl who didn't make it, I don't know, I just remember this cut somewhere, that like he didn't like that she was being theatrical in how she was performing. But someone at evaluations who was at boot camp, they were under the weather and then they sang a song that clearly like probably wasn't in their range. We all listened to it. She like, you know, because sometimes the show, how it edited, you don't get to see all their full performances. But JYP was like, oh my gosh, your emotions, you expressed it so well. And I was like, at regionals that you didn't like people who sing so theatrically.
I think more oftentimes than not, he looked at each individual and not across the board.
Yeah.
And I think that's what was hard for us as an audience, to see that his judging was so different for each person. It never felt like we were told what the baseline was, or else we forgot what the baseline was because of his critiques was so all over the place. When we hear for one contestant, oh my gosh, she's improved so much, and JYP has been saying, I'm looking for improvement. But then when he like goes to judge her, he harps on like something else when we all know that this contestant improved. So it's like, wouldn't you be praising her?
All right, so anyone else have any final thoughts on the show?
Okay, but one thing I do appreciate is them not repeating the same, like, you know, Korean shows?
Reactions
and stuff like that? Okay.
10 shots later.
Like, oh, yes. I agree.
I didn't want to see the same thing 5 times in a row. I'm like, okay.
So, like, what was everyone's, like, favorite performance then? Or one that you enjoyed the most? It can be an individual evaluation.
Okay, like, honestly, after this performance, I was so into Stray Kids. I listened to Stray Kids so much that my husband was like, I'm so sick of Stray Kids. Yeah, so God's Menu, but when Lexis danced to God's Menu for the dance eval, I really admire her for that because everyone did, like, the cutesy, cutesy girl song, and she was the only one who did something different. So, yes, I really did appreciate that song, and I'm now a stay because of it.
A what?
Oh, my God. Are you saying you're a stay?
Yeah. Ooh. So, oh, my gosh. Like, maybe what? I'll consider this. What's your bias? My bias is Christopher.
Oh.
Bang Chan.
Oh, one more thing about the show, though. One thing I didn't like was I felt like he didn't make the girls change up and do versatile performances.
Yeah.
Because I felt some girls were always in, like, cutesy girly songs, but he didn't, like, make them do more, like, more hardcore punk rocky sort of songs. Like, it was cool to see that some girls got to do that, some girls didn't, like, but I guess some people just fit a certain type of vibe more than others.
So, what was your favorite performance, Momo?
I think of, like, Camila's solo performance in Korea.
Oh, the Ariana Grande song?
Yeah. I think then I kind of, like, realized, like, dang, she's actually a pretty good singer. Like, and I'm like, dang, I think she might make it into the final lineup, too. Yeah. Because she was able to sing while dancing as well, very well.
Brie McKay.
I feel like it was a little harder for her, though. Ariana is high-pitched, and her tone is a little bit lower than that. I don't have a strong like for any of the performances, but if I was to pick one, it was one of the Stray Kids one with the
back
three
door.
Girls.
Oh, yes. Back
door.
Yeah.
Back door was good, too.
That was my favorite.
I feel like the overall energy and synergy of the girls was right on, but I want to say one I don't like.
Yeah, I was going to ask, was there one that you didn't like?
The one I did not like was Martimi's
Alcohol-free.
That was kind of a weird song.
I felt it was so unfair how they put those three girls
together.
Because it's like you put all the strong vocalists together, you put like
the dancers.
Yes. Yeah. It's like JYP was setting them up to fail because he even said that's a hard song to sing.
I was like, these girls you know are not strong vocalists.
Yes.
I mean, you have Lexis, but this song is
none of them can sing. I think it's because the team wasn't set up for success.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they had Kaylee
or if they had another vocalist and swapped one out, I think the group might have been okay. Because then the vocalist would have stabilized them.
Yeah. Yep. But I think he should have been more fair when he made those groups. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I think we are so proud of you, Lexis.
Yes.
For being the first Hmong JYP artist again, I think all of us can say that all of us were rooting for you. Just like Tyra Banks said, we were all rooting for you.
From your home state.
So, super proud of you. Your photos look bomb.
Yes. Continue to shine.
Like, continue to shine like the light you are for the other fellow.
For all the little Hmong girls.
Yes, yes, yes.
The little Hmong girls out there, the little Hmong boys out there, because I think all of us, we're such a small community, even though we are globally a lot. Hmong women power. That's all I gotta say. Y'all are killing it.
I'm waiting for the song that's dedicated to Lexis because people are so proud of her. Because you know how when Suni Lee won Olympics, people wrote songs about her. It's on YouTube.
No.
So I'm waiting for that song for Lexis.
What are you guys hoping to see from this group?
I want them to... Okay, it's a JYP girl group. They're not going to be doing things like XG. They're not going to be doing things like Blackpink. The most girl crush they're going to go is going to be something like NMIX or like ITZY. Because it's a JYP group. So I think they're going to be the foil to like the XG group out there. Or like they're going to be the opposite of that. Because it's like they're already in that market, so why are you gonna throw them to compete against that group too?
I hope it's not like the two songs that they performed before, YO Universe. Those were very like Disney
kids bop.
Yeah.
Dang.
I didn't like YO Universe when the two groups sang it, but then when the music video
it was
came
pretty
out,
good.
I was actually like, it's I not really bad. Liked it. Yeah, I was like, this isn't too bad. But at the same time, I hope they don't like have too much lyrics because there's just too much going on when they're singing, you know? In Western music, we don't have that much lyrics.
Like, you could
like,
just
their
have
storytelling
catchy,
too long.
Too, it's yeah. too wordy.
Just
yeah,
have
it's
a
too
catchy
wordy.
Chorus, have some yeah. nice lines.
I think it'll be interesting because, like, I'm like, are they gonna sing in Korean too? But, like, if it's just solely all in English, it'll be interesting to hear, like, K-pop all in English. Because, like, when I think about, like, English version of K-pop songs, I'm just like, huh.
I hope that they go to KCON.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I hope.
Maybe they'll be a Lala
Lucy. Hey, JYP said 20 years for the next 20 years. Let's see what happens.
I'm excited for this group. I think I will follow them. If they go on a concert and they end up in Minneapolis, I probably honestly go just to support Lexis.
I know. I was just thinking, it'll be so cool if I run into Lexis in Seoul. I'll be like, Yesho! Yamoha! We have a Mo group chat. Join us.
Be like, I'll make you papaya first.
Exactly.
Hey, that was on her fact sheet. She makes a good Hmong papaya salad.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. I gotta go look. That's a wrap for today's episode on P-Log 16 on JYP's new girl group, Bicha. But yeah, if you haven't checked out their new song, YO Universe, definitely go check it out. It's on YouTube. And if you want to connect with us, send us a DM on Instagram or on TikTok at playlist.club. Also, by the time this episode release, it's already Chuseok. So happy Chuseok to everybody out there that celebrates Chuseok. And thank you, Momo and Mali, for joining us and giving us your 2 cents on this show. By the time this episode airs, I'm most likely climbing up Seoraksan Mountain. So I'll try my best to post some videos on IG. So yeah, tune in and check us out. So we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bicha.